Welcome back. You're listening to Community Talk with Greg Ward on KTLR.
This is Community Talk Sunday morning on KTLR. I'm Greg Ward. And joining us, Christy Edelin, Assistant Managing Director of Oklahoma Center for Poison Drug Information. So, Christy, thank you for joining us. And just share with our listeners, what is the Oklahoma Center for Poison Drug Information all about?
Hi, thanks for having me. So the first organized poison center was actually established in 1953, and that one was actually in Chicago. The Oklahoma Poison Center was actually founded in 1962 and originally operated in a small corner in a laboratory at the Oklahoma State Health Department. So there's obviously been many changes over the years. We're no longer with the State Health Department, but probably one of the biggest changes over the years is our call volume. So originally, that very first year that we were established, we received approximately 500 poison calls in that first year, but now we take well over usually about 2,700 calls per month on average. So a lot more calls now. Usually about 32,000-33,000 calls per year. Our staff are definitely very capable of handling those types of situations. We recognize that whenever callers are calling us, it can be a very fearful time. And so we kind of walk them through, and in most situations, we're able to get them calmed down pretty easily. There's 55 poison centers across the country, and so we all collect data across the country, and as you can imagine, that really helps us in making our clinical decisions on whether someone needs to go into the emergency department or they can be safely managed at home. Which in 2020, actually 94% of our poisoning cases were safely managed in the home setting. So that is one of our primary goals, is to try to manage people at home and keep them out of emergency departments if at all possible.
You're listening to Community Talk Sunday morning on KTLR, and we're speaking with Christy Edelin, Assistant Managing Director of the Oklahoma Center for Poison and Drug Information. Christy, share with us about the range of calls, and most importantly, how do you get in contact with the Oklahoma Center for Poison Drug Information?
Yeah, so our poison centers, it's important to note, we are staffed 24/7, 365 days a year. We are staffed by medical professionals trained in poison emergencies, and we can be reached by calling the toll-free number. So that number is 1-800-222-1222. And poisons can include exposures to medications or supplements. Of course, people usually think more so illicit drugs or kiddos getting into household and industrial chemicals. But we also deal with things like environmental toxins, plants, mushrooms, berries, venomous insects, and animals. So you can pretty much call us for just about anything. Yeah. So most people do recognize us as poison centers as being the place that you call when your child gets into something or eats something they're not supposed to. So we certainly get our fair share of, say, gummy vitamins, things like cosmetics, nail polish remover, and then plenty of over-the-counter pain relievers. Of course, easily available in a lot of medication cabinets or purses. And so those are more so the things that we encounter in the pediatric population. I would really like to stress, though, that we are a poison center for all populations, including adults and seniors. And so we get calls on people accidentally taking their dog's medication. It happens. And people that, accidentally take their blood pressure medications twice and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So I really like to stress that we are a poison center for everyone, not just whenever your kiddos or grandkids get into things.
Christy, and what tips would you give for our listeners on how to manage your medicine without overdosing?
So probably the best thing in that situation is going to have a pill planner. I know even as a pharmacist, even when I'm prescribed a medication, it's really hard to remember, did I take that today or did I not? And so just having it already organized into a pill planner is really nice. Of course, the downsides to pill planners is that they kiddos can get into those a lot more easily. And so if you do have kids in the home, I would encourage you to keep those pill planners up and locked away in medication cabinets. When something is readily available and when it's formulated into kid-friendly items such as gummies and cookies and brownies and even drink products, of course, kids don't recognize that that's not the same as any other gummy or candy or soda that they may drink otherwise. And so we do get our fair share of accidental exposures in kiddos. So I would say the number one thing is just keeping our number handy. If you need any materials such as magnets for the refrigerator, again, call the 1-800 number. We're more than happy to send you any information or materials that you need. But the biggest thing is going to be keeping the number handy, but then also having the product available. So say if your child gets into a medication, having the medication bottle available, and recognizing that we probably are going to ask you a few set of questions. We're going to want to know how old the person is that took the medication, how long ago, are they having any symptoms? And all of those questions really help us in making our decisions on whether someone can be watched at home versus whether they need to go to the emergency department. So keep the number handy, take a deep breath when calling us, and always have the product available if possible.
Christy Edelin, Assistant Managing Director for the Oklahoma Center for Poison and Drug Information. And if you want just more details about the Oklahoma Center for Poison Drug Information, here's this KTLR public service announcement.
The Oklahoma Center for Poison and Drug Information exists to provide information concerning the prevention and management of potentially toxic exposures to the people of Oklahoma. The center's goal is to save lives as well as to provide a cost-effective service to patients and residents by promoting the appropriate use of healthcare resources. The Oklahoma Center for Poison and Drug Information operates 24 hours a day, 365 days per year. The Poison Center staff consists of specially trained pharmacists and nurses who provide poisoning management advice to Oklahoma residents and healthcare professionals. The center's goal is to save lives as well as to provide cost-effective service to patients and Oklahomans by promoting the appropriate use of healthcare resources. For all poison and drug questions, exposures, and emergencies, please call 800-222-1222 toll-free. It does not need to be a medical emergency. Once again, call 800-222-1222.
This public service announcement is for you from KTLR.